Today we have Ichihashi Takaoshi, a sensei, as a preacher. He couldn't come to our church for 3 years during the COVID pandemic, but he came last year, and we had a time to visit with her, and he's back again today. I was afraid he won't be able to make it this year, but he contacted us, and he said he would coming, so that's why we have here today, and he's working in Kenya. And he's been working there for a long time as a missionary with this school project. And he is going to send us a special message. Now, let's read today's passage, or today's passages. Psalm 106, verses 19 through 23. And Luke chapter 22. So let's first read Psalm 106, verses 19 through 23. At Horeb, they made a calf and worshipped an idol cast from metal. They exchanged their glorious God for an image of a bull which eats grass. They forgot the God who saved them, who had done great things in Egypt, miracles in the land of Ham, and awesome deeds by the Red Sea. So he said he would destroy them. Had not Moses, his chosen one, stood in the breach before him to keep his wrath from destroying them? Now, Luke chapter 22, verses 39 through 46. Luke chapter 22, verses 39 through 46. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down, and prayed. "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to his disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." Now, Pastor Ichihashi going to give us a message entitled Standing in the Breach. Let's give him a big hand. Good morning, everyone. We have 136 students at Koinonia Education Center in Kenya. And also, I would like to say that I heard that your church was flooded. And I was rooting for you. I knew that this church would rise in spite of the flooding. So I am here, and thank you for this opportunity. Today's sermon is titled "Standing in the Breach." Kenya has many wild animals. when I look at them, I always think they're different. You know, these animals are different from human beings. We're different from other animals. And I think the one big difference that I see between people and animals is that the human beings are willing to sacrifice their lives for others based on their will. I think that's the main difference. Why can human beings do that? I thought about that. And I think the Bible has the answer to that question. The answer is that human beings are made in the image of God. The Christianity is different from other religions. And what is the difference? The difference is that the God of the Bible gives himself up to us. And that became realized in the life of Jesus Christ. If you look at Isaiah chapter 53, it describes the life of Jesus Christ. And in verse 12, he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. He poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors, for he bore the sin of many. So he poured out his life. He emptied. And pouring out means emptying apart. So he made himself empty in order to save us from sins. And in order to give us new life, he emptied himself. He destroys his own life. He gave us everything. That life. And that is the character that we have as well. And that's why human beings can sacrifice their lives for other people. And that is my understanding. Today's sermon's title is Standing in the Breach. You know what the breach is. And this refers to the act of giving someone to other people. And this is the act that Moses took, according to Psalm 106. If he had not stood in the breach, we would not have been, that those Israelites would not have been saved. A breach refers to a gap in a wall. You know, when an enemy attacked a castle, what they did was first they surrounded a castle, and they made sure that no food came in or water came into the castle, and then eventually they place a ladder on a wall, and then they would go in. So that's what the breach is. And so the enemy comes in through the breach and destroy the castle. So when the breach takes place, then that's the end of of a castle in a sense. So according to some, Moses stood in the breach. So if somebody stands in the breach, that means the enemies are coming, and you have to stand up against the enemies. So you stand up as a brave person, try to stop enemies coming into through the breach. The story that is explained in Psalm 106 is actually appears in Exodus chapter 32. So let me explain what happened. At that time, the Jewish people exchanged their God with this image of a calf, an idol. So they forgot about the God that saved them from their slavery in Egypt. So Jewish people tried to sever the relationship with God who saved them, and they forgot about their mission as Jewish people, the chosen people. The God said to Abraham that, you know, his descendants will be blessed, and the rest of the world, but they forgot about that mission. And they denied that on their own. And God became angry because of that. God said he would destroy them. But Moses stood in the breach before God, and he made an intercession for Jewish people with God. And then God relented, and so the Jewish people were saved. So that's the story. So what this means is that Moses stood in the breach, saving his own people. And this has to do with what we read in Luke chapter 22, what Jesus said at Gethsemane. And the fact that we are saved. So all these are connected in meaning. Standing on the breach also means a mission that is given to church, and also a mission that is given to each one of us, our Christians. So if you read Luke chapter 22, let's see how Jesus stood in the breach as well. And how we as individuals can and stand in the breach. Let's think about these. First, this prayer at Gethsemane took place when he was with his disciples. And in a sense, disciples betrayed them. Peter denied Jesus Christ three times, as you may know from the Bible. And also, Judah betrayed Jesus. So, this prayer at Gethsemane happened between these two events. So, standing in the breach You know, when you give your life to other people, you cannot expect people to be thankful or sympathetic or understand. And that shows how people are callous and cruel sometimes, but you still have to stand in the breach. Several years ago, in Yokohama, a woman tried to save another person who fell into the train tracks, and she was killed trying to save that person. And also another similar incident happened in Okubo, when a young man tried to save a Korean person who was in Korean person tried to save a Japanese person who fell onto the train track. And Jesus Christ was praying alone, but his disciples slept, according to Luke chapter 22. No disciples are willing to be with Jesus. You know, one of the disciples said, I will die for you. I will go to prison for you. But if you stand on the breach, when you sacrifice yourself, there is no comfort. There's not necessarily people who's going to cooperate with you or sympathetic to your cause. And death can be very pitiful, cruel, but Jesus Christ sacrificed himself to save people. And the standing on the breach also means you do that to obey God's will. You're not doing that. Or you're not supposed to be doing that because of your ambitious goal or for your self-satisfaction or you to advertise yourself. You do sacrifice yourself for God when you stand on the breach. And you don't do that for selfish reasons. When you do that for God's will, to obey God's will, an angel appears and strengthens you. And Jesus Christ, according to Luke chapter 22, he was in agony. He agonized. His sweat was like drops of blood. He emptied himself. He poured out his life. And that's why he walked to the cross to save us. He did not save himself, but in order to save us from destruction, Jesus was crucified on the cross. And that's why we have life when we say believes in him. And that's how a church was born. Without Jesus Christ standing on the breach, salvation never would have taken place. And also, Jesus Christ wants us to stand on the breach as well. I've been working in Kenya for the last 36 years. Sometimes I question myself, am I standing on the breach? I went to Kenya to answer the question, who do you live for? Who do you live for? For me, it also meant, you know, where do you, I mean, who do you stand in the breach for? Children who are born in slums in Kenya, they live in poverty. They suffer from malnutrition. They suffer from sexual exploitation, family dysfunctions, domestic violence, and neglect. So instead of just thinking about myself, and children are suffering, so I wanted to stand in the breach for them. That's why I went to Kenya. And that is my response to God, who is asking us to stand on in the breach. And there, it's not just me who are working in Kenya for this project. There are other staff members, both Japanese and local people. And the school's been standing there for the last 20 years. We just celebrated the anniversary. But what about Japan? Are there any people in Japan who are suffering? People who do not know who they are, what they're supposed to do. I suspect there are many people who are like that in Japan as well. Takeda Taijin, a writer, wrote about hell. Hell, in hell you see that there is a wall, there is contradiction, there is despair, there is darkness, there is uncertainty, there is dirtiness, there is competition, there is attacks, there is bullying and discrimination, there's murders. Those are signs of hell. So there are people who experience that kind of hell. But Jesus Christ is telling us we need to stand in the breach for those people. You know, he told us to love each other. That means we need to stand in the breach for them. We need to stand in the breach for other people. We've been saved by Jesus Christ. We need to work for others who suffer. Instead of just reading the Bible inside your church, instead of just preaching for peace of your mind, instead of just trying to perfect your personality, that's not the only way to live as a Christian. We cannot isolate ourselves just inside churches. We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit and work for others. And when that happens, the revival takes place. Revival does not refer to people who are saved, who become saved, But revival refers to people who are Christians who revive their faith. We need to become peacemakers. We need to become the salt of the earth. We need to become the light of the world. We need to become a sanctified pot for Jesus Christ instead of just being a clay pot. And this world is waiting for those people, for us to do that. Let us pray. Let me pray. Our Heavenly Father, in order to obey your will, we were saved. We are sinners, but you saved us, so we want to stand in the breach for other people. And we thank Jesus Christ for standing in the breach for us. Please send us forth to help those people, other people who are suffering. Please give us courage to go out and stand in the breach. Please give us patience and power to do that. And that's the mission that you gave each one of us. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.